This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I give her advice because I love her. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, my wife and I started our better health journey in December, and she's already lost 13 pounds. I only lost 2 pounds, but I drink protein shakes and I lift weights, so I'm happy with how I look. I'm even happier about how good my wife looks. She's had to buy new dresses, jeans, and even new shoes because she is smaller everywhere. She ordered a lot of new clothes over the past few months, and I didn't bother to ask to see any of her new things. For Valentine's Day, she put on a new dress and it was cut low in the front. She has big boobs and they were front and center, so I asked if she had another option. She said she was going to wear it because she ordered it just for me for Valentine's Day. At dinner, all I could see was her chest. I told her later that I never want to see that dress again. I slept on the couch that night. The next day, I explained to her that I only gave my opinion because I love her. She cursed me out and said she doesn't care what I like or don't like. I'm her husband, and if I don't like something, I have the right to tell her. Her choice of clothing is still bothering me, and we keep arguing whenever she tries to go out in one of her tight, distasteful outfits. Her body is really nice, and you can see it in any outfit she wears, so I'm not sure why she's trying to draw attention to herself like that. She got frustrated with me recently and said if I don't stop judging her, she will find a man that can appreciate her style. She lost weight and her respect for me because who says that to their husband? Why can't she see that I give her my advice only because I love her? How can I get through to my lovely wife?
Wow.
Well, you're gonna have to find a different way to do it, sir. This is not working for you. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it, or just the fact that you opened your mouth to say anything at all. No one asked your opinion. No one. Your wife is feeling herself right now. She worked hard to lose the weight and she's loving the results. And she's doing her. She's not trying to hear anything you got to say, anything, especially if it's criticism. You're not wrong in wanting her to be more modest in what she wears. I mean, no husband really wants his wife out there with her boobs all out for other men to, you know, to check out. I get that part, but you got to relax a little and let her have a little fun. She said she bought the new red dress for you for Valentine's Day. You didn't even compliment her. You could have said, thank you, baby, you look good or something. All you're showing her is disappointment, dissatisfaction. You got to see that she, making your wife angry and all of this. She's hurt by this and she's told you to stop judging her. I don't know what you're going to do to fix this, sir, but this is definitely, like I said, not working. Steve.
Let me just say this to you, dog. You are going about this the entirely wrong way. You are using, for lack of better words, the wrong tactics. Bruh, listen to me. Trying to understand where you're coming from while I read this letter, I will also read this letter to help you understand where she is coming from. And I can show you where this derailed for you. I can show you exactly where. Y'all started your little health journey. She's lost 13 pounds. You lost 21. 13 pounds is a lot of weight, man. 21 is a lot. But I drink protein shakes. I lift weights, so I'm happy how I look. Some pounds don't. It should be measured on how you look. Don't worry about the pounds, because muscle is heavier than fat. So you losing 21 pounds, but if you shedding the fat, you, of course, you ought to be.
He lost two. She lost 13.
Oh, I thought it said 21. Oh, yeah, that's 2 pounds.
2 pounds, yeah.
Oh, I only lost two. Oh, well, this changed my answer.
Yeah.
Oh, you hating.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this changes the answer. Oh, I see. Oh, pimp. I only lost two, but I drink protein shakes and lift weights. So I'm happy. You ain't changed, dog. Hey, fat boy, I got news for you. Your fat ass ain't really changed that much, and that's the damn problem. Now, you sit over here trying to convince yourself you happy with the way you look over 2 pounds. You can't even see 2 pounds. So now you, I see right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even happier about how my good wife looks. She's had to buy new dresses and jeans and even new shoes because she's smaller everywhere. Everywhere, man. She ordered a lot of new clothes over the past few months, and I didn't bother to ask to see any of her things. Okay, here we go. Here's the beginning of the problem. You didn't ask to see any of them because I'm assuming you think when she buy new stuff, she ought to show it to you so she could get your approval. That's the beginning of what's happening here. For Valentine's Day, she put on a new dress and it was low cut in the front. She got big boobs and they were front and center. So I asked her, did she have another option? It's Valentine's Day, though. She put that dress on. She said she was going to wear it because she ordered it just for you for Valentine's Day. Now, if your wife out on her own with that, but when she put it on for her man and y'all go out together, she did it for you, dog. At dinner, all I could see was her chest. That's why she put it on.
Right.
How stupid can you be? Now, let me tell you what you're really doing. A part of this is, you know what? I'll save it.
Yeah.
I got news for you, dog. You wrong on this one, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to show you why.
All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I give her advice because I love her. We'll get back into it right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I give her advice because I love her.
Well, you know, him and his wife started on a health journey in December. Mm-hmm. The wife done lost 13 pounds. He done lost 2. His explanation is, but I drink protein shakes and lift weights, so I'm happy the way I look. Boy, let me tell you something. You can't see 2 pounds. I'm going to just tell you that right now. I've been on a bunch of health journeys. 2 pounds. Yeah, it don't show up, dog. Now, you might be lifting some weights and adding some muscle. Mm-hmm. You're just a bigger, fatter version of what you was. So I'm just going, and there's some hate on here. So I'm happy the way how I look. But you really happy the way your wife look. She done had to buy new clothes and everything. She ordered some clothes over the past few months, and you didn't ask to see any of her options. I'm beginning to think what that statement was, what that means is you didn't get a chance to give your approval, but she didn't ask you for none. Then Valentine's Day come along, she buys this hot dress for you, puts it on, and it's low cut in the front. She got butt boobs. All you could see was her chest. You ask her, does she have any other options? She said, no, I ordered this for Valentine's, especially for you. Y'all go to dinner. You sitting there and you say, "You at dinner, all I could see was her chest." I told her later, that's why she wore it.
That
dummy,
part.
It was for you. Mm-hmm. I told her later on, I never want to see that dress again. Wait a minute, hold on, man. Who you talking to? See, you, I never want to see that dress again. Bruh, this your wife. This ain't your child. And what you're doing is you're not allowing her to celebrate her hard work. That's a big problem here, dog. You have an idea in your head, and she got one in her head. But you're going right. Now, you slept on the couch that night. See? Yeah. Yeah. The next day, I explained to her, I only gave her my opinion because I love her. Okay, but she loved her, too. That's why she went on the health journey.
Come on. Yes.
She loved herself, too. She cursed me out and said she don't care what I like or don't like. And see, bro, the reason you got cussed out about that is because you done wrote this letter. This ain't the first time.
There's been more, Steve.
There's been a whole lot of you wanting what you want, saying what you want, because you a little controlling ass
controlling.
Dude.
Controlling.
And that's what done happened. Now, she tired of your ass. And she done told you, I don't care what you like or don't like. I'm her husband. And if I don't like something, I have the right to tell her. Well, not really, though. Not really. You have the right to think it. It ain't always good to say it. Mm-hmm. You know, my girl can put on something I don't care for. Not risque or nothing like that. Just maybe I don't like the dress. Mm-hmm. It ain't time to say that, though. Shut your damn mouth. So you feel like if I don't like something, I got the right to tell her. And she got the right to feel what she want to feel, too. Her choice of clothing is still bothering me. And we keep arguing whenever she tries to go out in one of her tight, distasteful outfits. Hold up, dog. This is your wife. This ain't your child. Now, you talking to her like you own her and control her. And she not having it. Then here you go. Her body is really nice. And you can see it in any outfit she wears. So I'm not sure why she's trying to draw attention to herself like that. dog, cause she got it like that. There are a lot of women that don't have to draw attention. If a woman wear fitted clothes, it's not for attention. It's fitted. She got a nice body.
Is what it is.
Are you insecure, dog?
2 pounds, Steve.
2 pounds.
Are you jealous, dog? Is something slipping away? I can tell there's a smoke in your eyes from a distant fire. That's the song. She got frustrated at me recently and said, if I don't stop judging her, see, this ain't the first time. This ain't just these clothes. You've been judging this woman for years about everything. You didn't like her when she was heavier. You probably said that too. That's why she went and got on the health journey. Now she done got fine. Now you got a problem with the fine version too. I promise you, y'all got on that health journey because y'all was sitting up talking about and you was complaining about how she looked then. She told you, if you don't stop judging her, she'll find a man that can appreciate her style. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Now, that ain't come out of nowhere, dog. That come from years of build-up. Mm-hmm. She's lost weight and her respect for me. Because who says that to their husband? A frustrated, fed yes. up, sick of your ass wife.
Say it
That's
again.
Who say that. A fed up, through with you, tired of your judgment, sick
Come
of your
on.
Fed up ass wife. Why can't she see that I give her my advice only because I love her? Bruh, but you can't talk to her that kind. How can I get through to my lovely wife? This ain't finna be your wife long, dog, unless you make some changes.
That's right.
Quit All judging right, her, let her live her life, and let her work and show her hard work and celebrate it. And
That's
you ought
right.
to celebrate it, too. Because you're lucky she with you, fat ass.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
You lost
and check
2 pounds
out the Strawberry
since December. You might well quit going to the gym.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.